NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Lou Wood.
Astronauts aboard the three-man Apollo 7 spacecraft fired its main rocket engine twice today to start a rendezvous with their second stage booster. They began maneuvers to zero in on the booster to simulate a rescue of astronauts stranded in lunar space. Earlier, Navy Captain Walter Schirra, the command pilot, determinedly refused to turn on a live television camera in the Apollo spacecraft today, saying he and astronauts Don Eisley and Walt Cunningham had not eaten, he had a cold, and they did not want to foul up their time schedule for the rendezvous maneuver. Live television transmission from the Earth-orbiting spacecraft will probably not come until Monday. The United States suspended its diplomatic relations with Panama today following the overthrow of President Arnulfo Arias by Panama's National Guard. It is not a formal break in relations, merely a suspension. Two military officers set up a ruling junta and are trying to form a cabinet with representatives of as many political parties except that of the ousted president. Arias himself fled to the U.S. Canal Zone. Troops there are on full alert. There's been no trouble. And Secretary of State Dean Rusk said Arias would be welcome to come to the United States if he wants to. Rusk said the takeover in Panama is of profound concern to the United States. American Army Captain Charles Chandler was machine-gunned to death in São Paulo, Brazil, today by two self-styled Brazilian revolutionaries. Chandler, in Brazil on a civilian status to study Portuguese to prepare for a teaching post at West Point, was accused in leaflets of being a war criminal because he had served in Vietnam. Chandler's 9-year-old son saw his father murdered. The captain's wife and three other children were inside the home. More news after this from the RCIA.
As one of America's major trade unions, the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, assumes a responsibility that goes beyond the immediate objective of good wages and good working conditions for retail store employees. The ideals and objectives of the RCIA are committed to the support of the democratic processes in government. As citizens, its members have an obligation to participate in all matters that pertain to good citizenship and good government. In this election year, the RCIA urges its monitor listeners to make full use of their rights as citizens. The RCIA urges every voter to study the records of all candidates and the issues and to cast their secret ballot for the candidates of their choice. For more information about the RCIA, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, here's Lou Wood.
Republican presidential nominee Richard Nixon issued a position statement on Cuba today while on a 3-day work and rest layover at Key Biscayne, Florida. Nixon said communist Cuba cannot remain forever a base for export of terror to other lands. He said he would seek to isolate Cuba through a stronger economic boycott. Nixon accused the present Democratic administration of talking tough to Cuba but walking on eggshells. Vice President Hubert Humphrey is still battling a touch of the flu and stayed inside his New York hotel suite today instead of marching in the city's Columbus Day parade. The Democratic nominee for president spent most of his day working on the final text of a nationwide television speech he will deliver tonight on law and order. American Independent Party candidate George Wallace is campaigning in the West today while his running mate, retired General Curtis LeMay, appeared in Raleigh, North Carolina. LeMay said political hecklers that have plagued the Wallace campaign are led by communists. LeMay also said he had a heart-to-heart talk with the former Alabama governor and was convinced Wallace was not a racist or a bigot. More in a moment.
Pleasure is his. Pleasure is hers. Pleasure is and always was a Chesterfield. They satisfy, they satisfy, and that is why.
Chesterfield, regular and king.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
They satisfy, always have.
Defense Secretary Clark Clifford reaffirmed United States support for West Berlin today as he made a brief but dramatic swing through the city. Clifford said the United States will take whatever measures are necessary to maintain free access to West Berlin, which is 110 miles inside of East Germany. A relief column of South Vietnamese troops heading toward the Green Beret camp at Thuong Duc ran into a force of 2,000 North Vietnamese regulars today. The battle was described as eyeball to eyeball and raged into the night. Allied spokesmen say 54 enemy had been killed at last report, with South Vietnamese losses at 4 killed and 14 wounded. In marked contrast to recent violence in Mexico, the opening of the Olympic Games came peacefully today. President Gustavo Diaz Ordaz presided at the opening ceremony, which started with a parade of 7,500 athletes from 124 nations. Again, the hour's top story, astronauts aboard the three-man Apollo 7 spacecraft fired its main rocket engine twice today. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when it is Chesterfield's pleasure to bring you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68, a number that also appears in the title of this song, played by Ole Jose and the Golden Leaves, Limbo 68.
His beer, hearty, robust, deep down good. And he never settles for second best. That's why
people on the go more than ever seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Late news and information, we've heard from you.
Jack Haskell here for Monitor 68, where we'll be hearing shortly from Bob Considine with some fascinating background on the Olympic Games in Mexico City. The first Monitor music, Tom Jones with Help Yourself.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world can never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Love enough for two, more than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word.
In 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's The Going Thing.
Ford for 1969, with a track as wide as Cadillac, a longer wheelbase than Chevrolet, and more car than anything you've ever seen before at a Ford price. Torino, the success car, comes back with new winners and new performance, led by a 428 Cobra Jet V8. And Mustang, completely changed, roomier, with a longer hood, a sporty rear deck, and all new models like the luxury Grande and the high-performance Mach 1. They're all at your Ford dealers, the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The Olympic Games open in Mexico City, and from the looks and sounds of things, the Mexicans are cinched to win the gold medal in the pistol shoot. I'll be back with more of same after this. What does it mean to someone who works for a living to have health insurance that really pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
Doctors. Lawyers. Merchants, too. People in all types of business who work for themselves can depend on Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection when sickness or accident interrupts their income. When your income depends on you and not a company paycheck, how do you pay your bills and living expenses if you're sick or hurt? With paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, it can pay you a monthly check for as long as you're disabled, even for life. Tax-free cash to spend as you choose to keep the home and family going. So, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or anyone who works for a living, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The Olympics were inaugurated by the Greeks 7 centuries before Christ as a period of peace, a truce during which the warriors could lick their wounds, straighten out their swords, and put new tips on their spears. To keep in good physical condition against that day when the truce would end, the warriors engaged in the games on Mount Olympus, even invited their enemies to participate, and guaranteed the safety of those enemies. The modern-day Olympics, which reach back to 1896, have sometimes taken on a less noble character. The London Games of 1908 turned into a vigorous display of anti-Americanism. The Berlin Games of 1936 degenerated into a spectacle which attempted to sell the world on the myth of the Nazi Superman. The Mexico City Games have had a stormy prelude. South Africa's team was dumped for its government's apartheid policy. Then there was a clear threat that the bulk of this country's Negro athletes, the heart of our team really, would boycott the Games in order to strike a blow for equality. Next came the rebellion of the Mexican students and the brutal repression by troops. Dozens were killed within earshot of the visiting Olympic athletes. But dear old Avery Brundage, the 81-year-old chairman of the International Olympic Committee, who once said Hitler couldn't be all bad, came through with a reassuring statement. Brundage said, "The Games will proceed as scheduled. There is no connection between the Games and these student manifestations." Some manifestations. Radio Free Europe tells us that the East European countries give their athletes so-called calorie allotments, which allow them better food than non-athletes. 11 of the 15 Polish competitors in one event at the Tokyo Olympics 4 years ago owned cars, though their average income was only $120 a month. Communist country winners of Olympic gold medals get as much as a 30% increase in their salaries. Hungary adds a $420 outright bonus to that. After the 1956 Olympics in Australia, a number of Hungary's athletes refused to return home. The Russians had just crushed the freedom fighters in Budapest. Some members of the Czechoslovakian Olympic team, which arrived in Mexico City before the Soviet troops and tanks flooded into Prague, may do the same. The ancient Greeks would be disturbed. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Here's what Bascom Knoll of Church Hill, Tennessee, told us.
Since 1960, Mutual of Omaha has paid benefits to the Knoll family on 52 separate occasions. I know Mutual of Omaha will stand behind you when you need it.
Learn how you can have a lifetime of health insurance protection with its special tax advantages. Call your Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. Jack Haskell here. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Remember the movie with the happy ending? You know, like when you were a kid? Well, now it's back. In a new movie called With Six You Get Egg Roll. Egg Roll may be the first movie ever made with all good guys and no bad guys. Just a bunch of happy, normal people. A happy, normal widow, Doris Day, who runs a lumber yard. A happy, normal widower, Brian Keith, who takes early morning strolls in his undershorts. Two normal little boys who bathe in paint. A teenage son who drives a hot rod into a chicken truck. And a teenage daughter who likes boys, except when she's related to them. With Six You Get Egg Roll, in color and starring Doris Day and Brian Keith. Wouldn't it be refreshing to see a movie where everything comes out fine, including you?
This CBS film is now playing at Showcase Theaters. Consult your newspaper for the one nearest you.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Monitor. I'm Jack Haskell. And here's a program note. Now, the new five-minute series on NBC Radio every weekday afternoon will feature actor Paul Newman, baseball pitcher Denny McLain, and Fred Astaire, among others, this coming week. Be sure to listen.
I thought everything was groovy in my own little world. Now I find my eyes were closed until the day I met this girl. But the moment I caught sight of her, the light of her, the bright of her, I could see she would be the most beautiful thing in my life. Where she walks, the earth is greener, and the clouds all run away, and she brings a little sunshine into everybody's day. You know, every time she's close to me, she glows to me, a rose to me, the shining star she is by far. And when she gives me a smile or a touch, who'd ever think little things someone else. Today belongs to me. Guess it's my turn now at last to know how sweet a love can be. It's a thrilling love, a chilling love, an ever-warm, fulfilling love. And in good time she will be mine.
The most beautiful thing in my life, the latest from Herman's Hermits.
Hey, what fell?
The temperature.
It's a good thing I put DuPont Xerox antifreeze in my car. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
A rookie discusses the life among the basketball pros next on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a special service from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care. And it does for your car what Medicare does for folks. It's a great way to help your new car stay healthy. You know, when I started driving, all you needed for customer care was a place to water the horse. But today, it takes a whole lot more to keep the family chariot running and a customer happy. But some dealers don't know it. To some, service just means a fresh coat of grease on your steering wheel. If you've been playing around with this kind of handicap, it's time you joined another club. Take a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and watch the real pros in action. Here everything goes as smooth as a 200-yard tee shot with parts and service that go together like a fine set of match clubs. They have express service for the minor aches so you can play through without waiting around. And in many places, real clubhouse comfort while you wait. Drop in soon at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and try customer care. Tell them old Hardtop sent you.
The University of Louisville basketball All-America Wesley Unseld was the first-round draft choice of both the Baltimore Bullets of the NBA and the Kentucky Colonels of the ABA. He chose Baltimore. More on the story now from reporter Don Grider.
Wes, I know you haven't really gotten a taste of NBA basketball yet, but are there any comparisons between your 4 years at the University of Louisville and what you've seen so far in Baltimore?
Well, I don't know whether I can compare them or not. I would say that with the 4 years at the University of Louisville, I feel like I have some type of feeling within me that's going for me now that I've seen what pro basketball is like firsthand. And I think the 4 years at the University of Louisville, I think that they have prepared me pretty well to play pro ball.
What do you think about the chances for the Bullets this year in the NBA?
Well, I think I would have to wait a year until I played and then let you know, because I really don't know. I really don't know what to expect.
What's going to be the toughest thing for you, do you anticipate, in your first year of the NBA?
Playing.
What specifically about playing?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of just movements that I have to learn. There's a lot of pushing and shoving, and it's just a lot tougher physically than college, and I found that out already. And I think this is going to be the biggest adjustment.
Wes, in your final year at the University of Louisville, you switched between center and forward. Have you any idea how the Bullets plan to use you?
Well, no. I know that they are planning anyway that I should try a shot at playing the center position. And what I lack in height, they think I can make up in strength and hustle. So I think they, right now at this moment anyway, are planning on me trying to play center for them.
You think you'd be happiest at the spot that you've known best for 4 years?
Well, I don't know about that. When I would think I would be happy there until I run into people like Russell and Chamberlain, and then I might change my mind.
Wes, you were bid after by the Kentucky Colonels of the American Basketball Association and by Baltimore, and the figure got up to be a pretty fantastic one. Now, whatever it was in reality, ranging anywhere from, I've heard, $200,000 up to $500,000 bid for your services for 3 years. Did that pressure take its toll on you?
Well, the pressure was there, and I felt it, and my family felt it, I think, a little bit more than I did. And it didn't leave any marks on me, if that's what you mean, anything mental or physical.
Wes, what was the major reason you decided to go to the NBA rather than ABA, discounting money, if that was a factor?
Well, money was a factor, of course, and I had the opportunity to do something that I've always wanted to do. As I came out of high school, I used to say I always wanted to play big basketball. So I played in Louisville in the Missouri Valley Conference. When I got the chance to play big-time basketball on a larger scale, I chose the NBA.
Wes Unseld, thank you very much, and best of luck in your first year in the NBA with the Baltimore Bullets, and Much success for years.
Fine, thank you very much.
Wesley Unsell, formerly All-American with the University of Louisville, now with the Baltimore Bullets. This is Don Greider reporting for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me that $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Coast to coast, you're traveling with Monitor.
That's impossible. It'll never
Well, I know.
Work.
Never
Why don't you look where you're going?
God, it'll
Can't
happen.
You do it?
What's
it
the matter with you?
Bad day? Save it. Unwind. Relax. Refresh. Enjoy the mellow flavor of Richard's Wild Irish Rose wine. Days may not be perfect, but Wild Irish Rose is. It's the perfect end to an imperfect day. Richard's Wild Irish Rose, pure grape wine, made by Canandaigua Industries, Canandaigua, New York. Montenegro in the orchestra.
So if you could make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
An elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to him?
I could say, "Hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate."
Long distance is the next best thing to be.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between two points.
Between two points.
The long distance line.
The long distance line.
The Bell System.
The Bell System.
This is Jack Haskell on Nationwide Monitor, reminding you that we'll be covering the flight of Apollo 7 all through the weekend. You can follow the action on Monitor no matter where you may be in the USA. In the area around Globe, Arizona, we're heard on KIKO.
Active citizen participation in social welfare programs and projects is growing throughout the United States. In New York State, it is a tradition. In 1867, the Board of State Commissioners of Public Charities was established by the legislature to fill a long-standing need. Today, the enlarged and renamed New York State Board of Social Welfare continues the tradition of service. Its members, appointed by the governor, serve without salary for the good of New York State.
Hello, this is Charlie Brown.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Please, this is Charlie Brown.
With a heart such as yours, you could open any door.
Please, this is Charlie Brown. inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 7 p.m. right here on WNBC Radio 66 New York. Good grief.
The Jack Hayes Thing. Do it. Weekdays, 9 to noon on WNBC Radio 66 New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 68 degrees in New York, and cloudy. The ousted administrator of the Ocean Hill Experimental School District, Rhody McCoy, says that the district will work to provide a positive climate so that we can effectively go about the business of teaching the children. McCoy told a news conference this afternoon that Teachers Union President Albert Shanker is trying to use the troubled situation at Junior High School 271 to show his power. Shanker has accused McCoy supporters of intimidating union teachers and has called for a new citywide teacher strike. The Bronx police reported this afternoon that they have arrested one of the major suppliers of guns to what police called young punks in the Bronx. Police of the Alexander Avenue station charged 26-year-old Carlos Cardone, the owner of a barbershop, with supplying the weapons. At the barbershop at 435 East 138th Street in the Bronx, police said they seized 18 .22-caliber revolvers in the rear of the store. Police who seized the arsenal said Cardone offered them $300 not to arrest him. Cardone was booked on charges of weapons violations and attempted bribery. An estimated 100,000 marchers moved up Fifth Avenue this afternoon in the annual Columbus Day Parade. And with that, thousands of New Yorkers of Italian descent joined the 10 contingents of marchers, including elements of the armed forces and fraternal organizations. A U.S. Army captain machine gunned to death today in São Paulo, Brazil, is identified as the husband of a Yonkers, New York woman. Killed by two self-styled Brazilian revolutionaries was 29-year-old Captain Charles Rodney Chandler of Arcadia, Louisiana. He had been married to the former Joan Cutlets of Yonkers. They had four children. Four persons were arrested this afternoon when about 2,000 hippies staged a be-in in Central Park's Sheep Meadow. They were charged with disorderly conduct. The forecast partly sunny with seasonable temperatures this afternoon, a highest around 70, fair tonight, lowest in the upper 50s, mostly sunny and mild tomorrow. The temperature, 68. Jim Iyer, WNBC News, now back to Monitor.
What was that?
Temperature just fell. Gotta get some antifreeze.
Get DuPont Zyrex antifreeze. The temperature never drops below Zyrex.
Come on now, soft it to me. Sing me a song. Let's keep the music groovy. We're going strong. On my
Jack Haskell here. The program is Monitor 68. Most of the show is conducted in the English language, with the exception of the title of this song by Petula Clark, Kefetula, which rhymes with Petula.
Mon ancêtre Mortimer Peabody, qui a fait 100 ans de guerre du côté anglais, est un fantôme féroce qui ne me pardonne pas d'avoir choisi pour mes noces un mari François. Et Mortimer, toutes les trahi. Mon ancêtre Mortimer Peabody, a perdu une autre guerre contre les Français. Il s'est si bien habitué au ciel de Paris qu'il ne peut plus la quitter, même pour une nuit. Quand je vais à
pulled out of the Olympics shortly before the 19th Summer Games opened in Mexico City today. The North Koreans had insisted that they be designated the Democratic Socialist Republic of Korea. The International Olympic Committee granted this request, but made it effective November 1st. More than 100 nations participated in the opening ceremonies, and although Albania was in the official list, it did not march. You know, running a mile against some of the world's best athletes is a physically torturing experience for an athlete, especially at the high altitude in Mexico City. And the last thing an Olympic miler needs is to be bothered with dry, chapped lips. That's why ChapStick Lip Balm was selected for use by the U.S. Olympic team to protect their lips from the effects of the hot Mexican sun and wind. And it's medicated, too, to help heal dry, chapped lips. Look for ChapStick in the familiar black and white tube. And don't take your lips anywhere without it. Next, monitors ring around the world. Weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by your A to Z rental center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. In 1 minute, an evaluation of Defense Secretary Clark Clifford's tour of West Berlin. You know, working around your home this weekend, you may... There's no sense in working from daybreak to backbreak. Not when your convenient A to Z rental center has the professional, heavy-duty, hard-working equipment that saves you time, energy, and money. You can borrow equipment to fix up, build up, and do up your home easily. Borrow power saws, grinders, drills, sanders, paint sprayers, carpet shampooers, you just name it. A to Z has it, and at reasonable rates. So use professional equipment, get professional results, and save money besides. Don't break your back on your or your budget. Borrow what you need from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. Look under Rental Service in the yellow pages for the A to Z Rental Center nearest you. That's A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. A to Z Rental Center, for whatever has to be done, for work or fun. Now, Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
U.S. Defense Secretary Clark Clifford had one plain message today for Berliners and the Soviets. It was that the United States will not tolerate force or the threat of force against West Berlin. To underscore the firmness, Mr. Clifford said it five times during his brief tour. Once while standing on an observation platform at the Brandenburg Gate, looking over the wall into East Berlin and under the watchful stares of communist border guards about 200 yards away. Mr. Clifford's brief tour was neatly handled by U.S. and West Berlin officials. Only one minor incident occurred when about 100 youthful demonstrators, members of the extra-parliamentary opposition, waved the Viet Cong flag and tossed paint-filled eggs as the cavalcade pulled up before the West Berlin Rathaus. The eggs missed, and the demonstration was a mild one by today's standards. At the City Hall ceremonies, the secretary read a letter from President Johnson to Berlin Mayor Klaus Schütz, reaffirming the U.S. pledge to safeguard the city's freedom. And as if to head off speculation about what a new president might do, Mr. Clifford recalled that the pledge was first given by former President Harry Truman and reiterated by each of his successors in turn. The West Berliners appeared delighted by the strong language, and because Mr. Clifford made no effort to hide the fact that his trip here was to inform the Soviets that the U.S. was deadly serious in its pledge to the divided city. His appearance doubtless will bolster morale, which has been sinking here since the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
Ring Around the World, another of our weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report has been brought to you also by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said. It's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said. I thought your house had two stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
It's 17 minutes before the hour, and this is Jack Haskell reminding you that there's another late report coming up on the flight of Apollo 7. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, this is Theodore Bickel speaking. Have you ever watched a crippled child trying to perform the usual and ordinary tasks of daily living? Tying a shoelace, buttoning a shirt, even picking up a spoon to eat. Thousands of such youngsters, teenagers, and adults too, handicapped by crippling and deforming diseases, must be taught simple tasks of daily living. Please help provide needed facilities for their training and rehabilitation. Send a dollar or more today to Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Please note, that's Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. I thank you.
What's the right combination for opening the day? Big Wilson and music. Weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Big, inviting you to turn to Radio 66 and start your day right on WNBC.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7. This is Russ Ward at the Apollo Space Center. Astronauts Shirah, Isley, and Cunningham are now in their 19th revolution of the Earth over Indonesia, about to start another crossing over the Pacific Ocean. The Apollo spacecraft is being maneuvered into position now for a rendezvous with the second stage of the Saturn booster rocket. The spacecraft is traveling in a lower orbit than the booster, which means it is going faster than the booster. This, plus a braking effect by the small thrusters aboard the service module, will bring the two close together. That braking approach started just before 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, as reported by Paul Haney, the voice of Mission Control.
The spacecraft should be trailing the S-4B by about 12 miles, and it should be running about 8 miles below the S-4B. And at that point, approximately 29 hours, 23 minutes, they will begin terminal phase initiation.
The astronauts should be close to the second stage booster now. However, they will keep a safe distance because the booster, without power and uncontrolled, can be expected to tumble. The rendezvous, that is, formation flying, is to continue during the remainder of this 19th revolution of the Earth, at which time the astronauts will again fire their onboard rocket thrusters and move away. Russ Ward, NBC News at the Apollo Space Center.
A direct report on the flight of astronauts Schirra, Isley, and Cunningham. And now turning from the sublime to the ridiculous, here's a young man who can fly without a space capsule, introduced by one of his dearest friends.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Hello, hello. I'm like a smile. Hello, hello. Shall we talk a while? Oh, would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Never knew how much I need you. Didn't know how to greet you. When I saw you look my way, I knew I had to
sung by Tiny Tim, the man in the gray flannel wedgies. And now here's some advice for home hunters from the Oak Flooring Institute. If there's a good, solid oak floor underneath, you're in good shape. But if there's only a subfloor of plywood or concrete, beware. Why? Well, carpeting wears out. And when there's no permanent floor under it, that carpeting has to be replaced, which is going to cost you quite a bit. But if your new home has oak floor, you have a floor that will last the life of your home. And you have a floor that's right in step with the latest style trends. Leading interior decorators today show a strong preference for the look of gleaming oak floors with interesting, colorful area rugs. Oak floors help your house retain its resale value, too. When you buy a house, know what you're getting. If it's carpeted, be sure to ask what's underneath. Insist on a permanent floor, an oak floor. Angela Lansbury, who became the toast of Broadway as everybody's favorite aunt in Mame, is set to open in a new musical this season. She was interviewed by Monitor critic Leonard Probst.
I'm at the rehearsal hall of the new musical Dear World, and it stars Angela Lansbury. Dear World is taken from the play, or based on the play by Jean Giraudoux called The Mad Woman of Chaillot. Miss Lansbury, why is the musical called Dear World when the play is called The Mad Woman of Chaillot?
Well, because the play is about the world. It's about the state of the world today. Now, the Mad Woman represents the world of the past, the best of the world of the past. She dresses and lives in the past, which is the reason the people of Paris think she's mad.
Well, but when does this take place? What year?
Now.
Now?
It's now. It's today. It's any place today, but it's Paris. It happens to be set in Paris because the play is. But the Mad Woman is dressed and appears to be a figure out of the 18th century, the 19th century, I beg your pardon. And And when I say it's called Dear World, it's because she loves it so much. She loves Paris. She loves the birds and the animals and the people. And she suddenly discovers, to her horror, that the world is crumbling around her. And all the standards and the struts that held humanity and society in check and kept the world a happy place were suddenly crumbling and falling apart because the wrong people were taking over.
How did you pick a play of this type, a play about insanity or madness, after having done a musical such a dear, sweet character as Auntie Mame?
Well, you see, Mame, to my way of thinking, was considered a bit mad by her friends, right? She was a madcap, as we used to call them in her day. And although I don't in any way stack the two characters side by side, I do feel that the Countess, the madwoman of Chaillot, in Dear World, has many elements which Mame had. And you could say, well, if that's the case, why are you doing it? You must be sick of that. Well, let me preface my remarks by telling you that I am a lady of 85 years old in Dear World.
Uh-huh.
I'm a most decrepit-looking person, I hope a fascinatingly decrepit person, but nevertheless a very, very old woman. And this in itself poses a fabulous challenge to me as an actress. And singing, from a singing point of view, it's really much more demanding than Mame. And it seemed to me a marvelous opportunity. I don't think if I searched for many years could I find something as marvelous to follow Mame with. So different and yet with so many of the same marvelous qualities.
Let me ask you another question. How does it feel to be back on Broadway after having been away?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I said to Dee Dee, my daughter, as we were sitting in our hotel today having breakfast, I said, you know, Dee, I don't feel at all out of place here, although I've been home in California for 3 months. I said, I feel absolutely at home. The place smells like some place that I'm home in, and I'm just so at ease to be back that it seems perfectly natural. I don't feel nervous.
This is where Angela Lansbury belongs.
Yes.
And I agree.
Well, thank you. I just feel awfully happy to be back.
Thank you very much, Miss Lansbury. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it for Monitor.
For 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's The Going Thing.
Theme played by Buddy Rich. Here's another reminder that no salt salts like Morton Salt salts. No salt salts like Morton Salt salts. And now on Nationwide Monitor, a look at the nationwide weather picture. Showers are likely over the coastal areas of the Carolinas and eastern Florida, the Tennessee Valley, western Great Lakes area, and the southern plains. Shower action is indicated also for the northern Pacific coast to the Rocky Mountains. Warmer temperatures are expected over the eastern third of the country.
When a storm hits, you realize the importance of removing freezing rain, sleet, snow, and slushy, gummy road splash from your windshield in a hurry. But the important thing is to be ready before the next storm. Have your windshield washer filled now with a dependable solution that can really do the job. Anco Windshield Washer Antifreeze is specially compounded to keep windshields clear even in below-zero weather. The man at the pump can fill your windshield washer while you have your gas tank filled. Carry an extra can of Anco Windshield Washer Antifreeze in the trunk of your car. Then you'll always have enough to keep your windshield clear of any freezing or snowing condition with a generous shot of your washer. Be sure to insist on Anco, A-N-C-O, makers of the finest windshield wipers, refills, arms, and Anco Windshield Washer Antifreeze.
Mason Williams. Now this reminder, tomorrow evening, NBC Radio's Second Sunday series will present a radio special entitled Picking a President, Somehow It Works, devoted to various aspects of the 1968 political scene, including the impact of radio and TV on conventions, the influence of national polls, and the work of public relations men. Tomorrow evening, right after the news at 9 p.m., New York time, on Second Sunday. Be sure to listen.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown. Are you looking for work? Well, meet your competition, high school graduates. They make up 7 out of 10 people applying for jobs. Now just imagine you were an employer. Who would you hire? Someone who quit school or one of them? The moral? If you're in school, stay there. If you quit, go now to your state employment service or youth opportunity center. Find out how to get more training. You'll need it. Remember the competition you're up against.
This is Engelbert Humperdinck inviting you to listen to Charlie Brown right here on WNBC Radio. Charlie Brown? What a funny name.
Gerhardt makes it with music. Make it with Gerhardt. Weekdays, noon to 3 on WNBC Radio 66, New York.